In today's gospel, the Lord curses the fig tree for its lack of fruit, and indeed, that is a condemnation of the chosen people of old, for they did not bear the fruit that God had intended them to their calling, and so he truly condemns them and points it out by cursing the tree, which would ultimately wither. And then it takes an interesting turn, for St. Peter, upon seeing the fig tree withered, shows amazement, is in astonished, and the Lord's reply is, have faith in God. For Peter should have known when the Lord said that this tree was not to bear any fruit, that something would have happened to it, and so he shows his lack of faith in God, and so he was called to grow that day to a deeper faith. And indeed, the Lord, in saying this statement to St. Peter, is an explicit reference as other times in the gospel, but he clearly means himself when he tells Peter to have faith in God. For Peter would be entrusted with the new covenant, the eternal covenant, the covenant that will not go away, i.e. the covenant that by which God will truly show his chosen people to be bearers of good fruit. And so we are bearers of the gospel message, and we must go forth showing the fruit of that gospel, seeking always and everywhere to imitate Christ, not doubting him or his power both to curse and his power to save, that he will truly protect us in good times and in bad times, as long as we pray with that confidence by which he tells us to pray, fully believing that all those good things that are necessary for the mystical body to thrive in the world will be given to us if we ask of the Lord in humble prayer. And so, while the old covenant has passed away, it has been replaced by a new and more glorious covenant, a covenant that will persevere until the end of time, always bearing the fruit of the tree, that is, the fruit that flows from the side of Christ on Mount Calvary as he lays on the wood of the cross for the sake of our sins and the salvation of the world. And so we must always hold up Christ crucified to the world, for Christ crucified truly is the remedy for all that transpires. And ultimately, our Lord, in driving out the money changers, indicates primarily what happens even to a chosen people when they have not that faith in God that he speaks to St. Peter of. They turn to the things of this world, and that enterprise becomes not divine enterprise, but it becomes worldly enterprise in the seeking of an attempt to try to secure the wealth of this world. And indeed, we say very clearly in our modern world, this is what is the primary concern for most souls. And so we do not understand that it is not through politics or from complaining from the state of the world, but turning to God with confidence and asking him to save us, to deliver us from our blindness, that will ultimately cause a change in society. And so that is what we must seek, for it is not in the worldly economy that we must put our importance, but in the divine economy, that is, first and foremost, all citizens of a nation must be concerned with the salvation of the souls of all the people of that nation. And so let us strive always and everywhere to remember these words of the Lord, that we are to have faith in God, and then we are to pray with complete confidence that he will deliver us from all that seeks to drive us away from him. And so we will not turn to that which the world constantly turns to, that is, it turns in on itself and it turns to the world because it cannot see beyond this world into that eternal kingdom to which we are all called. And so we must pray always and everywhere to have a supernatural outlook ourselves, and to pray that all may come to acquire that which is most important, the absolute realization that in this life we are pilgrims on earth, and after this life we are called to stand before our good God to judge us, and we will be judged according to the faith that we had in Jesus Christ. The people of old were condemned because they did not ultimately exercise that faith, and so when the whole purpose of the old dispensation was completed, that is, the advent of the Messiah, they not only rejected him, they ignored him, and they sought to destroy him. And so they truly showed themselves a people unworthy of the calling of God. Let us pray that we who dwell in his eternal kingdom in this life, in that eternal kingdom that will be with us until the end of time, let us pray that we do not imitate the chosen people of old, but let us always remain close to our Lord by remaining close to his mother, for she knows the secrets of all hearts, and she knows the secrets of our faith, and she alone can teach us all these things wonderfully well. Indeed, Pope Benedict has pointed out that the Mother of God was even the teacher of the apostles. And so let us seek to understand Christ through the eyes of her who understood so well her mission and accomplished it with perfect conformity to the will of God. Let us pray always to the Mother of God, who alone can come into this world and show the world again the mercy of her Son, show the world again its purpose, and ultimately help the world to accomplish that purpose for which God has brought all things into existence. And so let us truly pray that under the influence of the Immaculate Virgin Mother, our Lord and Savior Jesus may truly come to exert a profound influence on all that is authentically human and all those institutions by which human society must survive. The Church never condemns the political system or any other system unless it is absolutely contrary to the will of God, but she always and everywhere seeks to see that institution sanctified through the workings of Christ and the witness of Holy Mother Church. And so let us pray this day that we find ourselves worthy, that we are not a generation by which the Lord will ultimately curse, but we are a generation that truly understands Christ came to save all men and all peoples at all times and all places. And through his body, he works those miracles that are necessary to work for the conversion of souls. And so let us pray that all the gifts of the mystical body are manifested through her so that the world may truly come to again, that the world may truly come to acquire again that love that drove the greatest society that has existed yet in this world, that is, at the height of Christendom. Let us pray in a holy rivalry that we even exceed that love which was on the lips of all those who dwelt in that culture, that love that was rooted in the love of Christ and Mary, and so it could not be discouraged, it could not be destroyed, but it went forward in good times, it went forward in bad times, always speaking of the love of Christ and the power of God. And so let us, as the Lord has told us, have faith in God, truly believing in the depths of our hearts that in having faith in our Lord, we truly have faith in God because we recognize him as the second person of the Blessed Trinity, who became man for our sake in the womb of the Virgin Mary and united his mother in the mission of salvation in a unique and special way, so that all who turn to her may turn to her with the complete confidence that, as St. Alphonsus de Liguori says, if we stay close to the Mother of God, she will stay close to us, and then it will not be possible for us to be lost for all eternity. And so let us operate always in a manner by which we seek to please the Mother, knowing that in pleasing her, we truly please the Son and do all things that he told us, as Our Lady gave the disciples as the first message of the followers of Christ. Do whatever he tells you, and if we do that in this life, then we will be with him for all eternity in the life to come.